Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you for the first time from Dunlap's Corner Bar. It really is a bar on the corner. Yeah, play it again. It really is. Who's got the button? What's happening? The theme song doesn't come up for another 90 minutes now. And we want to do the closing theme. Maybe that's what that was. Oh, it rolled into the closing theme. That's what happened. It really is on a corner in Cleveland, Ohio. What is this area of Ohio called? I mean, of Cleveland. Does it have its own name? Clarkful? Fulton? Clark and Fulton? So some people call it Clarkful? That's what they do, like, in gas stations that are on a corner. This is a Clarkful gas station. Anyway, I used to live near the Sun Facts gas station on Sunset and Fairfax in Los Angeles. Why are you wandering around, Ramon? What's happening? We forgot to move a light. Am I too dark over here? Dougie Darko? I really do love movies. I also love doing a show where one of my guests is also walking around doing tech. He's getting everything nice for me, and I appreciate it. It's Saturday, November 4th, just a few days away from when Ohio finally legalizes recreational marijuana. And yeah, and I heard this, that like it goes into effect like 30 days later, like before Christmas, you're gonna just be able to have it legally as opposed to having it however you do it now. Because it sounds like a room full of people who have it. So today is Saturday, November 4th, 2023. Kingsman, the golden circle of friends with benefits, a wonderful life as we know it could happen to you. Only live twice in a lifetime, cop and a half. No, if anybody needs another drink, you can go to the bar during this. Nelson of Rambo, First Blood Part 2 for the Roadhouse, Sid Terminator 2, Judgment Days, the Confused Cars, and Nick and Old Lace in the Old School of Rock and Roll High School, Ties Without a Face, Office Space. Woo, woo. Okay, it's time for Doug Plugs. Nice. The Benson Movie Interruption is back at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. on Thursday, November 16th. And Doug Loves Movies is back at The Lab at the Hollywood, California Improv on Tuesday, November 21st. For all of my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're so good at it. That's impressive. All right, I brought a bag full of prizes, and this is just stuff that I could get through at LAX without getting arrested is basically what I brought. And actually, some of this stuff I could get in trouble for, but that's part of the fun, if you ask me, because I've got one of those movies that they send you to get awards for awards consideration, and I'm supposed to like cut it in half with the scissors. But I thought, I'm going to give it to somebody who'll just be quiet about it. Probably won't like show it in a major, a giant theater and charge admission. It's a movie called King Richard that, yeah, that led to that other thing that happened. People barely, years from now, nobody's going to remember. They're all going to remember the slap, but not the movie that got him the Best Actor Oscar. All right. Also in the bag, one of these stress ball thingies. People love a good stress ball, especially one that's going to just roll off the table. If you haven't had these, there's this kind of gummy bear called Albanese gummy bear. And they're tiny, and you know them, and they come in a tiny packet. But the best gummy bears, this is how much I like them, is I want the winner of the prize bag to eat them and go, oh, those are the best gummy bears that I've ever had. The texture, the size, the taste, everything about them, they're so good. Speaking of things that are good, I got some boxes from this company called Factor because I did some ads for them on this show, and then they sent me these things that are good for, you know, it feels like a trap because you get your first week of boxes for free, then you have to remember to cancel after you get the free week. But the free week is worth like $100. So I think it's worth it. A koozie that says Walking Dead on it. That's got to be worth like something. Anybody ever hear this movie, Bad Candy? Oh, yeah. That's how I felt about it. It's a refrigerator magnet that's been on my refrigerator for a while because when I got it, I just slapped it on there. And it never had any meaning for me. I never saw the movie or anything. And then we got a Doug Benson pin and a Doug Loves Movies sticker, a glow-in-the-dark pipe, rubber pipe from our friends at Peacemaker that's only been used once. And this is a really weird thing. I don't even remember where I got this from, but it is a metallic rose that is in two pieces. You could screw it together. Make it into a rose. Will you accept this rose? But it's a fake, it's got a fake top so you can put shit in it. And it's even kind of velvety inside. Yeah, it's really nice. I don't know what the purpose of it is. I guess you could put a ring in it. You can go like, will you marry me? And then she'd be like, so now I kind of like this thing more than I did before, now that I figured out an actual use for it. But all that crap is in a bag for someone to take home today, some lucky person. And while you applaud for my guests, I'm going to get a drink of water. Cottonmouth. Let's give it up, everybody. Please welcome Ramon Rivas, Ricky Smith, and Bill Squire.
Which one do you want over here? Where do you want to sit?
This is the one I got. Shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I didn't give you any kind of pre-show.
No, it's more Ramon. This is
pre-show warning about. Everybody just takes whatever seat they feel like taking. That's been the policy of this show for 17 years, because everybody kind of likes You know what I mean? Everybody is more comfortable sitting where they want to sit, except for Ricky, of course, who got boxed into.
I'm just. Can I just, before you do anything else?
Sure.
As the token black guy, I thought on the stage, but also in the audience, I'm just here to make sure everybody's not racist. You're laughing way too hard. Where were you January 6th? Sorry, so I thought.
Probably somewhere in Cleveland.
I thought it was Doug Love's boobies. So.
Well, hang on a second. I'm introducing everybody now individually, alphabetically, by first name. To my right, ladies and gentlemen, you know him from radio here and his own podcast, the self-titled podcast. It's Bill Squire, everybody.
Hello. No promises on the racist. It'll be in good taste.
As my mic is fucked up. Anyway, sorry.
So how's it going, Bill?
Things are good. I'm very excited to be on this podcast.
Thanks for being a first-time guest on the show. Are you a big movie buff?
I love movies. I do. I'm a big fan of movies, so I'm think I'm going to do well.
Oh, you think you're going to do well?
Yeah.
Okay. It's always interesting. Some people come in real hot and cocky. I like to say they come in hockey, but then then they go out like a puck. A hockey puck. But yeah, well, good luck to you today.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here. Also joining us today is the man I mentioned earlier. This is all happening because of him. He is had the Accidental Comedy Festival here in Cleveland for a couple of years where we did this show. And now he's bringing this show and lots of other great comedy to Dunlap's Corner Bar that's on the corner of two streets in a neighborhood full of houses. And you go, oh, that house is a bar. And I love it. I love him. It's Ramon Rivas, everybody.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Ramon Rivas 2.
The second in a series of two.
Yeah. Oh, that's it? That's where the bloodline's going to end?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, you don't want a kid walking around going, I'm Ramon Rivas the third.
Yeah, you I feel know? Like when you name someone the third, you got to have, like, money.
Yeah. They're born snooty, so, like, you know, nobody needs a poor snooty kid.
Nah.
That's just not going to work out for anybody. But how did you discover Dunlap's for our entertainment pleasure?
The owners used to come to the shows I would run back when I was doing, like, the festival and other stuff around town. And when they were getting ready to open up, we came to terms about me, like, being the comedy program director. So, like, they'll do music and bands and other stuff other nights. But I carved out, like, Sunday nights we do a couple weekly series. And then once a month I'm able to bring in, like, a bigger act as the schedule permits. Hence why we have you. We've had some other people. So it's just nice to be able to, like, community build in a place that, like you said, that, like, you were outside smoking and someone pulled up and you're like, oh, it's a fan. And they're like, hey, can I use your lighter?
Yeah, I loaned somebody my lighter. He's driving a child somewhere. Like, there was a kid in the back seat.
And the kid didn't have a lighter, so...
Classic Clark Fole.
Yeah.
the kid actually might have a lighter. Right?
He probably. He just didn't want him to get. He didn't want his dad to steal it.
My lighter.
But it's been cool. You know, I met Doug when you were playing the comedy club in Cleveland, probably like a decade or plus ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And we were just smoking weed on the roof, and then I remember we were in Chicago smoking at a show. And someone was like, oh, we met before we smoked. You're like, oh, were we outside smoking? Yeah, that's a lot of people. but it's been like, so that, like, you know, the fact that, like, my first trip to LA, you remembered me from Cleveland and were like, you want to do a spot on my show. So just like all the you know, when I've been a guest on Doug Loves Movies before and on your Getting Doug podcast. So it was just cool to, you know, have
I
you
don't
come.
Think you're quite, you're not too far off in saying you're one of the most, if not the most, one of the most frequent guests on Getting Doug with High.
Yeah.
You've been
show.
On a bunch of times.
Yeah, I was on a lot just because.
Thank you.
You got to, there was like just free weed during the taping. And so
yeah, you'd be visiting LA, and we're like, can we send an Uber over and get you really high, and then give you some to take home?
If you ever
start another Uber,
if you ever start a Getting Dug with Pie podcast, let me know.
Getting Pie with Doug would be so, like, we'd go somewhere
chicken.
And order some pie.
Oh. Chicken pot pie. Right.
Wait, do you have
that
to?
That works.
You don't have to follow your own rules. Because I think it's.
I'm allowed to make racist jokes on myself.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Want me to say the N-word? I could.
I'm just saying, a lot of white people enjoyed what you just said.
Yeah.
Very much.
A black entertaining whites. That's crazy.
I know. Somebody had to do it.
Do a little soft shoe.
Oh, no. Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's introduce him officially. It's his first time on the show, and he's already a goddamn delight. Give it up, everybody, for Ricky Smith.
That's it?
I got follow-up questions.
Okay. I took an edible one that just hit. So.
Wait, that was, so how many edibles ago was that?
Because
you really just took one. I'll take one.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking when I turned you down earlier. Oh, I was probably thinking, how much is... Don't get everybody high.
Guys, the sign!
Oh, no, it's legal.
Now I got to tell, almost.
On Tuesday.
Almost
legal.
Tuesday. We're so close. Yeah. We're so close. But I should say, I should repeat for every Ohioan who's listening to this show, because it's going to come out tomorrow night, so there's still time. Anybody in Ohio who hears this, I mean, I just start laughing when I try to say Ohio, because high is right in there in the middle of the name of the place, and it's finally happening. And so on the 7th, be sure to vote yes on issue 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but let's get back to Ricky.
Okay, sorry.
How much is in these? How much?
I don't know, actually. So I have a medical card.
Right.
But it's a true story. I did it. Anyone that have a medical card, you do the doctor over the doctor comes up on your computer, and then you do this whole interview, and he's asking questions. I had a black guy, true story, and I was like, "Yo, what up, bro?" He goes, "Doctor," and I was like, "All right, my bad." And I go, he goes, "Why do you need a medical card?" I go, "Oh, just being a black man in America." He goes, "What else?" I go, "Just the stress of COVID." He goes, "What else?" I go, "I used to watch my dad beat my mom," which my mom and dad are married 52 years, so it never happened. He goes, "And then what did that make you do?" And I go, I don't know. He goes, "Good news and bad news. Good news is you don't need this. Bad news, I can't prescribe it." And then I read on the side as it's going on, you know, I read that they don't look at your medical history. And I go, "I have AIDS." So I say that to say, whenever I go to get my prescription filled, they're always giving me the hardest dosage. And I'm like, they're like, "We have this new one." I'm like, "I just need," they're like, "My AIDS is acting up." So I don't know how strong that is. It's for a person with AIDS.
All right, well, I'll get back to you on it. It's like, what do? Do you just chew them right up, or do you suck on it?
I've never had AIDS. I don't know. I just, I take a corner of it.
Of this? What you just gave me?
Yeah.
Let me see that container.
God, my witness. Look, you'll see all these half-bitten.
But like, show them the top so you can.
Oh, I see. You just take part of one.
Yeah, okay. I'm not full. Thanks. Druggy.
I'm full, but I don't do edibles.
Well, it might be shrooms for all I know. I don't know.
Oh, I fuck with shrooms.
Oh, my God.
So, here we go.
The writing on this thing.
Told you.
It's so tiny.
You got to get your little glasses.
You've done stronger.
I thought weed was supposed to make your eyes good.
Not, maybe it ain't weed. I don't know. I just know me and Magic Johnson are cured.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the whole tin's only got 211 milligrams.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of pieces in here. I ate a whole one, though.
So you'll be feeling good.
I'm still chewing on it, though. They're really chewy.
How's your food truck, Ricky?
I don't know. No, Ramon, man, I just want to say, all jokes aside, I know this is not part of the thing. Doug, I've been a big fan of Bill, and Ramon was the first person to ever let me do stand-up locally in Cleveland. So I'm glad to be in this dungeon right now. So thank you, guys. But me and movies, I only watch movies where no black people were harmed or slaves. So that limits.
That's a fair amount of movies.
It is. No, well, that's up until like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anywhere in the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you never saw Django?
Fuck no, I never saw Django.
It's like the opposite. Like, he kills a bunch of white guys.
Does he?
Yeah. You should have seen it.
Shit.
I mean, we can make a list for you of movies where the slaves.
Movies I didn't think I should have seen, but I should have saw.
Yeah. Like the 70s, there were a lot of slaves killing a bunch of white people movies.
But they still
I
were
think.
Slaves. You defined them as slaves.
Mm.
You just say free people killing slave owners.
Well, they were free soon enough.
We didn't want to give away
once
the ending.
Once they killed those assholes.
Well, well, well. Man, you're still laughing too hard. Are you single? Perfect. Neither am I.
It's all good, dude. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And I think we're going to have a good time playing some games. But before we get to the games, there's a portion of the show that I call Recommendation Nation. And that's where I ask each of my guests to recommend one motion picture. Sometimes I'll even throw a specific genre or category at the guests. And that's what I'm going to do today because we're 3 weeks away from Thanksgiving. And I'd like you to recommend a movie that you think would be a nice thing to watch with your family or if you're alone for some reason, but just to watch on Thanksgiving. It could take place on Thanksgiving or be a Thanksgiving movie. There's not a lot of those. So I'm thinking more just something that, maybe more of a vibe. And I'll go in order, starting alphabetically by first name with Bill.
Oh, well, I'm going to take the Thanksgiving movie off the board and start with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Damn it!
That was mine.
That is like...
And you can watch that, Ricky.
Well,
I've already been having this discussion a little bit on X, formerly Twitter, and people are really into Planes, Trains, and Automobiles as a Thanksgiving movie, but my immediate rejection of it, at the risk of being booed, is that the last thing I want to watch on a day off and a day of giving thanks is a movie where two people are having a horrible travel day. Because I have way too many horrible travel days in my life that I wish never happened, and it's just too, for lack of a better word, triggering.
Okay, so like...
I'd rather watch a movie where those two gentlemen, because they're both hilarious, John Candy and Steve Martin are the best, but I like Uncle Buck and, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels or whatever. Like, I like movies where they aren't just, And they're also... The conflict within the two guys, I just want to get to the part where they go, it's okay, and they like each other.
Yeah.
Plus, I never thought that... two pillows could possibly feel like inside a man's ass.
First of all, you don't have the right guy.
You don't have good thread counts on your pillows.
Yeah. Also, so bad travel movies are like your slave movies.
Whoa.
What?
There was no 400 years of bad travel.
Yet.
I could have stayed home.
There's a lot. Case in point. You're right. Our slavery started with a bad travel story.
There you go.
On a fucking slave ship. Hey guys, come
little crossover there, huh?
We got a free trip on a boat. Come on, blacks. Next thing we know, we're at Dunlap's.
Yes, we are.
is that your black?
We're here together, Ricky.
Ramon, where were you when this happened? Where were y'all people?
We was down getting the same shit happened to us, but we were like, we lighter though.
But you had eye up. At least you had great palm trees.
Yeah,
and shit.
We had like the colorism hit the island way more.
Yeah,
but
we were in fucking Mississippi, just picking cotton. Mm. Sorry, this went. Take it back, whites.
Main white?
It's Mr. White. No, okay, so now it's Ramon's turn.
On Thanksgiving, I would say watch the Bob's Burgers movie.
Okay.
Because it's about a poor family that, most of the thing they do together is just eating and like solving problems. And then roll right into just binging all the Thanksgiving episodes of Bob's Burgers right after.
Which is like, that's like the one of the perfect things these days to do when you're, you know, full of food and tired and you just, but you want to go to sleep with something on. Bob's Burgers is a great show to fall asleep to. Because also, if you close your eyes, you know what all the characters look like. Mm-hmm. And that the way they speak is so well-defined. Like, it's, you know, it could be like a radio play and it'd be almost as funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a great. But the movie was interesting because it didn't really, I guess it's hard when you make a movie version of an ongoing show like that to be like, they tried to be bigger in a sense by having that whole big sinkhole disaster. But it also felt like just sort of a long episode of the show.
Yeah, it was like, it felt like three episodes.
Like if it had a three episode arc, yeah, of having the sinkhole out front.
But they did, like, in the lead up to the movie, like the sidewalk started cracking in the episodes leading up to the movie.
Interesting.
And then like there was a little like callbacks to it as they came out.
You
could
tell Ramon started writing scripts.
Yeah, I did. I spent a lot of the pandemic writing scripts.
Or you just watched Marvel.
Yeah.
Did you write a Bob Burger spec?
I did. I wrote a Bob's Burger spec where Aunt Gail starts trying to hook up with Jimmy Pesto. This was pre.
Pre
January 6th, Jimmy Pesto,
ma'am,
getting written off the show. But.
They didn't even write him off. He just doesn't exist anymore.
He just left his kids there.
Yeah, because his kids are still in it.
Yeah.
So good for them, I say. Can't blame the kids.
At all.
Especially the voice actors of the kids. What was I going to say about Bob's Burgers movie? Is that, did we say enough?
Yeah, I feel
it's a solid choice.
It's solid.
And it, in the movie, they don't really talk much about or do much eating, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
Because that would also be another one that I wouldn't be too into on Thanksgiving. Is because whether you watch the movie before dinner or after dinner, you still don't want to watch people
eating, yeah,
gorging themselves. It's just, yeah. It's not, I think that's why people like football after a Thanksgiving meal, because you can just lay there and watch people do stuff.
And that, watch other people exercise.
Yeah, yeah. Watch other people just slam into each other, and you just get to enjoy it.
That works with porn, too.
Right, but, they, you know, I'm talking, like, with the family after Thanksgiving dinner.
Depends on your family.
Sorry.
If it's a step family.
All right, Ricky, you've had some time to think this over and come up with the perfect Thanksgiving movie.
So I came up with two answers. I had one of your audience understood what the movie was, which I don't think anyone's seen Boys in the Hood. No, so only three of you. So I'm going with the very white
Wait
movie.
Wait a second. We've all seen Boys in the Hood.
Have, they haven't. No.
We all did. Ricky!
So I'm going to go with
suck your dick for a cheeseburger.
Okay,
come on.
Bill. Under context, ma'am.
And we remember all the poignant dialogue.
Okay, we got Ricky. And let's go with Rocky 1.
Wow, that's weird, coinky dink, because I saw on one of the HBOs in the hotel room today was showing all the Rocky movies in order, which is like a strange series to like just sit and binge, I think.
No,
just
I do it all the time. Seriously, I know I joke a lot. No, Rocky. Rocky's like the greatest.
Rocky 1?
Yeah, but here's the thing, because he starts off poor and he loses. No one knows this, that Rocky 1, he actually doesn't win.
No, I know. People have the, pardon the expression, Mandela effect when it comes to that movie.
He thinking
that he was a winner because he's yelling for Adrian at the end. And it feels triumphant.
Fucking black man. See, I'm consistent.
Yeah.
Black man whooped his ass, and you go to sleep with the turkey, wake up. He beats the black guy. Then he beats another black guy, Mr. T. Then he loses to the Russian. Then he loses all his money. That's a great progression.
He beats Hulk Hogan's ass along the way, too.
Thunderlips.
Yeah.
Part 3, who was a racist? I'm consistent.
So Rocky, I really like that as a family.
Yeah, because it's just there. It's on the background.
Thanksgiving. YouTube. Yeah.
And it makes give white people hope. You guys, he's your Obama. Right?
All right, stop dragging the audience into this. Yeah. They just came to sit and...
Also, based on this audience and the amount of glasses I see, Obama's their Obama.
Whoop, how far along ago was that? They in trouble.
What I'm saying,
the healthcare's running out for
this
them.
Looks liberal in okay. here.
That's oh, that, wait, you judge up by the glasses?
Yeah.
I never noticed it.
Depends on the frame.
Wait, so megas don't wear glasses?
No, they don't wear these kinds of glasses.
They wear the kind that you like click together and like wear at the end of your nose.
I know we joking. I'm going to take a second. I am blown. I've been judging white people all wrong. So no. These glasses good?
Yeah.
These are glasses, yeah.
What the fuck?
Usually sorry, like real circle-y glasses yeah. is a bad look.
Yeah.
I moved to a city where there's no black people but me and my girlfriend, and I literally have been trying to figure out how to, God damn it.
Oh, in that place.
What about
place,
these? What about those?
Those are good, yeah.
Those are
yeah.
good.
Let's find me a bad one.
I don't think we got any in here.
Kind of ducks.
These are all you can buy at Walmart, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, liberals are poor.
Or sensible with their spending.
Mm-hmm.
They are, we are, Bill.
They are.
Anyway, welcome to Doug Loves Movies.
Woo!
The show where that hopefully won't happen again because I'm driving the show. The rest of the show is all games and we're going to have fun with those after the break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back and we picked some fun name tags from the audience. Thank you to everybody who brought name tags. There's lots of good ones to choose from. Ricky is playing for Al Ex Machina. Alex changed Ex Machina into that. Excellent work. Ex Machina work. Ramon picked Hallow Steve H2O. Is that right? Is
H420.
I knew there was a reason I liked that one. All right, so Ramon went with that, and then Bill chose Kellier's of the Flower Moon because of its topicality. And have you seen that film, Kelly?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
It was long.
It was long. I mean, I don't think it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I was just joking around. But yeah, it's a long movie. So I almost saw it in one of those theaters where you have the reclining chair, you know, thing. And I was like, there's no way I would stay awake the whole time for 3.5 hours in a comfy chair.
Sheesh.
Not going to happen.
Doesn't have that same Bob's Burger situation going on.
All right. So are you ready to play some games, everybody? Those folks whose name tags you chose, those are the people you're playing on behalf of, and they're going to win the bag full of prizes if you win today. But I feel like it's anybody's game, Ramon. You came out like you really want to win this thing today, or you think you will, but I feel like anybody could.
That's the beauty of the game. I've won, I've lost, but, you know, it's all about how you play.
I love sounding like we're about to do a sports thing.
Yeah. I got excited as hell.
Got a real good dramatic build up there. All right, so this first game we're going to play is called Purple Rain Man. It's a movie mashup title game, very similar to, they've been doing it quite frequently on Jeopardy lately. I'll tell you the casts of two movies. And the two movie titles fit together nicely into one mashup title. I'll tell you the third billed people from each movie, then the second billed people from the two movies, then the top billed people from both films. And it's all placed in the order that the titles are in the mashup title. You can guess as often as you like, and the first person to arrive at the correct full mashup title wins this game. And no pressure, because all you win is you just get to go first in the next game. So it's no big deal. Does everybody understand?
Can you give us an example of
Purple Rain Man?
Oh, okay.
So you would start with Dustin
color purple,
Hoffman.
Rain Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'd give you cast from Color Purple.
That's what he said.
Boom. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't get it. Okay.
I was about yellow, color purple. That's just slave movie. I don't know.
I can't think. Is there a movie that... Anyway.
Well, the first one would be an example. I just wanted to make sure I understood the context of what was happening.
Yeah.
You better win at this point.
You got it figured out. Like, third bill, the Purple Rain Man would be... Morris Day and Valeria Golino.
I would have got that on the first try.
I thought she was going color purple.
No. We're talking about Purple Rain Man. This one's a brand new, clean slate. What title am I looking for? Third build are Antonio Banderas and Jennifer Beals. And I'll move on to second build pretty quickly because that's tough to think of two movies where first movie, Antonio, is third billed. Second movie is Jennifer Beals with the third billing. So let's move on to second build. Ricky's putting down his microphone. Going to have a drink. Just jump up and grab that microphone if you think of the answer. Tom Cruise and Maria Conchita Alonso.
Interview with
a vampire.
Vampire killer? Blade?
You were both in the ballpark.
Interview with a vampire hunter?
Interview with a vampire purple. Okay.
You want the top billed people?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. I mean, you know the first one already, because that's Brad Pitt. And then the star of the second film I'm looking for is Nicolas Cage.
Oh, interview with Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
This game show doesn't need buzzers or anything, because the audience just makes noises.
Interview with a... Fuck. No, the air movie. What's the fucking air movie? You went on the plane. Why am I asking you?
I'm trying to beat you.
You're trying to think of Con Air?
Con Air.
What does that have to do with
it? It's got to tie into the name.
They both have to match together.
Yeah, it's going to, like, interview with a vampire is going to lead into the next part. So
interview with a van, Con Air.
Interview...
That's why I drink my water.
I was hoping for an interview with a vampire in Brooklyn, but I didn't get that.
Yeah, that could have been good.
Yeah. But it's not right, so it doesn't matter. Interview with...
Interview with Abraham Lincoln, the vampire hunter?
I don't think Nick Cage
was
in that.
In Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Killer.
Okay. He was in that. He was in a vampire movie earlier this year, but I don't.
Renfield was this year.
Yeah, Renfield,
recently.
But that's not going to play with the name.
But then there was another time. Like, people in the audience know the answer. There was another time where Nicolas Cage is in a movie that begins with vampire. Nobody knows it. Not that there's anything wrong with not knowing it, but I'm surprised. No, I'm not asking the audience to guess. I know people in the audience know the answer, but that's so funny. So I say we give it to Ramon said Interview with a Vampire before, right before Ricky did. So let's call that one for Ramon. But the title I was looking for is Interview with the Vampire's Kiss. Mm. I'm a vampire. I'm a vampire. It's very entertaining if you haven't seen it. Okay. Nicolas Cage was such a method actor at the time, still pretty much is, that he eats a cockroach in one scene, like actually bites into a living cockroach.
What year was that movie from?
Oh, gosh, 80-something?
Okay, I thought it was old.
Yeah, maybe early 90s, but I think late 80s. But years are my worst...
Pre-face
when it comes
off.
To trivia.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely pre-face off. It was like he had been in, like, you know, Peggy Sue Got Married and Raising Arizona. He'd been in a few things.
Okay.
But, you know, so he had enough juice to star in a movie where it's a guy who just goes around thinking he's a vampire, and it's funny. Mm. But
so he just thinks he's a vampire?
Well, the movie leaves it for you to decide. It's like those movies where a character is Santa Claus, but they're coy about it. You know, they like, you know, he winks at a kid at one point. You're like, oh, okay, that one kid knows.
There is a lot of winking at kids in those movies, isn't there?
Oh, right.
In the Santa movies is what I'm talking about.
All right, congratulations to Ramon for sort of winning that first game.
Default?
He's one of our top sort of champions. That we have on the show, but fortunately for everybody, the games just get harder. Now, this one shouldn't be too much harder, but it is a tricky one because it's a game that I like to call the little search engine that could. All right. Our friend over there, Dan, has the IMDb logo as his name tag today, and that is because he and I are both DB, and I also enjoy using the search engine called IMDb. In this game, your job is to guess titles of movies that you think have the one word that I'm about to give you. I typed a word into the search engine on IMDb today, and wrote down 10 movies, the top 10 movies that have that word in the title. So you're going to take turns guessing movies that you think has this word in it. And since we are in the land of the Cleave, I chose the word land. It's been in the title of many motion pictures over the history of cinema. We'll go one at a time. We'll start with Ramon, then we'll go to Ricky, and then we'll go to Bill. Ramon will guess a movie that has the word land in it. If it's the number one movie, you get 10 points. If it's the number 10 movie, you get 1 point. And then there's all those points to be gotten for every movie in between.
Land of the Lost?
I'll finish telling you the rules.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, we're just close enough to the end of it. But there's three rounds of this. So you're each going to guess three movies. But we're going to take turns doing it. And, you know, much like Family Feud, I would say. So your first guess, Ramon, is officially. Let's put it on the books. Land of the Lost.
Yes.
With Will Ferrell in a misguided attempt to turn a weird kid show into a reasonable adult film. Number 5 on the list. And you secured a whopping 6 points, Ramon, out of the gate. Way to go, says an enthusiastic audience member who's not on a microphone. So I've shared it with everybody. Ricky?
I feel good. You ready?
Oh, did the gummy kick in again?
Oh, no. Layers to this. Layers. Land Before Time.
Mm. Oh, the dinosaur thing?
The fact you... Okay, it's not on there. Bad answer.
No, that is a good answer. It's a reasonable answer, and it should have been on there. It's on the list of movies that have that in the title, but it did not make it into the top 10.
Oh, wow.
I know. It doesn't seem right. But,
no respect for Littlefoot.
It gets tricky.
Wow. That was my fire. I got nothing else.
I know. That was an exciting one. It's one of the first ones I thought of as well. And for some reason, nobody's searching for them poor dinosaurs at this time. Bill, what's your first swing at this?
I'm going to go with a movie that's about Cleveland, and it's just simply titled The Land.
The Land? Who is in that?
I think MGK
I'm
or some shit.
In that movie.
What?
I'm in the credits of that movie.
You are?
Ricky's in it.
What did you do, Ricky?
The edible.
are you okay?
No, just go ahead.
Why are you in the credits of that movie?
It was filmed around. This bar was probably in it. It was filmed around here.
Oh, so everyone who lives around here, their names in the end?
No, what's his name? He's a good friend of mine. Jesus.
Seems like it.
Machine Gun Kelly?
No, the Ezra? Director. He did Creed 2.
Coogler.
Yeah, Ryan Coogler. Not Ryan. Jesus Christ. I'm going to just sit down.
You already were sitting down. Do you know the answer, Bill? To the question about why is he in the credits?
I don't. It seems like he was in it. But
it's about Cleveland. It was filmed here.
Yeah.
It was a local movie.
Were you around?
Yeah, yes. I was probably giving somebody a lighter on the street.
Did you ever see it?
Yeah, it's very good. Erykah Badu's in it, Machine Gun Kelly, Ezra. It ended up, the guy went on to do, he did Creed 2. The director's from Cleveland. I can't think of his freaking name.
It's Ryan Coogler?
No, it's his friend.
Oh.
I don't have my phone.
I see what you mean. I see what you mean. It's a colleague of Ryan Coogler's. I get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't look it up. It's okay.
It'll come to you later.
Yeah, yeah. It totally will. All right.
So that's my answer.
What's your answer?
The Land.
Oh, The Land.
Yeah.
Oh, I have one more follow-up question. Yeah. What year is it from?
I want to say like 2015.
Okay.
Something like that.
I just wanted to clarify, but no, that's not on the list.
Okay.
Ricky's like, after all of that, 0 points.
That's why I mentioned
for
it.
The Land. But we go back to Ramon. There's still, you each still get two more guesses, and something somebody else says or any of us says might spur an answer. Do you have another one, Ramon?
I don't know if this would count because land is part of the word, but Island of Dr. Moreau. Because I don't know.
Somebody
how...
did a dry spit take in the back.
Because I don't know if the search would come up with, because that's part of the word, that's part of the title, but I don't know if it just looks for just that word or if, you know.
Yeah. Well, I sort of agree with him, but I also agree with you that land is in there. It could have been in a title, but also it's a movie that I don't know why anyone would be looking it up right now. Anyway, but
if you want to see big Marlon Brando, watch that movie.
I mean, there's a lot of reasons to watch that movie. Yeah. It is fascinating. And then the documentary about it is incredible. It's, you know, because there's all the... And then you see Val Kilmer's documentary, Val, where Val Kilmer was on a lot of major movie sets, and he always brought a camera with him, like the phone cameras. Like, he just brought a physical camera and would film people backstage. And all these big movies he's in, he's got backstage footage that's all in this one documentary called Val. And the shit from Island of Dr. Moreau is really good. Because he and Brando didn't get along.
At all.
And the director didn't like him either. Because the director at one point is yelling at him to turn his camera off. And he won't do it. Like, Val Kilmer just keeps filming the director. It's good stuff. It's almost like reality TV or something. All right, so you get a zero for that, though, Ramon. Great conversation starter, but not... but not the ants. Because also that little, you know, Mini-Me is based on that movie, Island of Dr. Moreau, is where Marlon Brando had a little guy that dressed just like him and sat on his piano with his own little piano. Like, when you see Mini-Me, it's not as ridiculous. Like, the thing it's based on is way more ridiculous. Because he was also the smallest man in the world, too. So, yeah, he was really, really small. Okay, back to Ricky.
So we got one answer and we haven't succeeded.
Out of the three of you, Land of the Lost is the only movie that's currently in the top 10 with the word land in it. I'll just say so nobody gets as clever as Ramon. It really is the word land every time. There's no island didn't make the
cut. I'm
going to
go with
cut.
A great film. I watched it last week. Land of Knock Knock.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Not on the list.
Shit.
You guys are always getting ahead of me. What's Land of Knock Knock?
I don't know. They mouthed it to me right here. I tried.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah. I told them. Wow. Oh,
I mean, that's why I think it was bad mouthing if you think there's a movie called The Land of Knock Knock.
So, I land doesn't work.
No.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah,
okay. That was also
go with,
what would be off about that guess.
I'll go with Believeland.
Okay, no. Not on the list. Back to Bill.
See, I know this one. The one that I can only think of right now is it's mushed together with the first word, Zombieland, but that's not the kind of thing.
Right.
That, yeah, so I can't think of any. I knew two movies with the word land in it. It was Land of the Lost and Land Before Time. Same. I don't think Land Before Time 2 is going to show up on the list, so.
Yeah, do you know that full title? I just saw it, too, because it's on the list, but, you know, like lower down.
Lower down?
Yeah, but it's like Land of the Lost 2, not still lost, but.
Two lost,
but
two
it's
land.
Something. It's something dumb. I didn't get it. It was weird. All right.
Sarah's Revenge. I don't know.
All right. So Ramon's running away with this thing, and he has a chance now to put a few more points on the board with his third and final guess.
La La Land?
What's that?
La La Land?
No, I heard the words. Oh. I'm asking you to describe the movie.
Oh, it's that movie that they thought they won, but Moonlight did? Never watched it.
Nobody did.
Nah.
Yeah, I've seen both. I think both of those movies are excellent. But yes, La La Land is on the list.
Yeah.
And it's number two on the list. Yeah, so Ramon picked up another 9 points. So with 15 points, Ramon is likely to be our winner. Just of this game, though.
How much is first place? I mean, the first one.
10.
Worth 10 points.
Oh, I got this.
Oh, okay.
I want a little dramatic effect here.
Okay. People can... Yeah, ready for mine? This lady's doing a drum roll.
Searching... Never Neverland.
That's the name of something?
Yeah, Michael Jackson. No, Michael Jackson. When they had the
That's a show though.
No, but it was a docu movie.
Yeah, but again,
the documentary about Michael Jackson was called Searching for Never Neverland.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't quite
there. Can
there might have been
some of
those words might have been in there.
You know,
his Smile. Place was called Neverland, not Never Neverland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a roast session? Sorry. Hey, Rick is not on the list. I didn't know my answers were bad. I thought they were all good answers. Bill's talking to me. You know, see contestants on Jeopardy talking shit to the other ones. Still over there, Bill.
Oh, you haven't watched Celebrity Jeopardy, and they definitely don't get answers from audience members on Jeopardy if we're going to play the Jeopardy card.
What is the wrong answer? I don't know.
Yeah. So, Bill, you already basically admitted that you're out of steam on... land movies. It is a pretty shocking list, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Because I think there's been a lot of things made in the last couple of years, you know, pandemic things, like that they're newer movies, so that's why they're getting searched, and that's why they're landing on the list. But they're like from 2021, where it feels like movies didn't even really come out. But there's a couple in here people might recognize. like for instance, at number 8, everybody remember Copland?
That's what's going to be my other guess.
What?
Yeah.
You were saving that one for when you couldn't get... Oh, you still did get points on 2 out of 3, so yeah.
He did good. He
you
did really good. Yeah.
You did good. Yeah, but that's funny that you still had that one ready to go. All right, so that would have been worth 3 points. But then there's weird ones in here, like, I don't know the movie In the Land of Saints and Sinners.
No.
I don't know what that's about. I do know this one because I like zombie movies.
That sounds like a Kirk Cameron movie.
It really does. Every one of these sounds like a Kirk Cameron movie because at number 4 was Land of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then there's been several movies over the years called The Promised Land. Mm. And this is so funny. Like, so many of my guests, like, play strategically and just do weird things, like just repeat back the one word that I said is the word, and that would have gotten you 10 points if you did that. Because the number 1 movie with land in the title is called Land.
Nah. I put the in front of it and fucked myself.
Yeah, you with that fucking the, man.
You did say, when was it made? Yeah. He gave you the...
Yeah, and then, 2021, and Robin Wright is in it, I guess. Yeah, I haven't seen that one. All right, so... what's happening?
Nothing. Oh, sorry.
Please.
He owes me money.
You guys are talking about movies on a movie podcast, and you're doing it off microphone.
Sorry.
All right. So we'll be right back after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Applaud if you just came into Dunlap's for comedy and you've never heard this podcast before. There's a whole neighborhood out there that doesn't know what we're doing in here. They don't know what we're up to. But it's a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited to get into our third and final game today. Ramon won the last game, so he gets to go first in this next one. And we will switch the order around. So it's going to go Ramon, then me, then Bill, then Ricky.
Fitting.
And it's... It's all random, kind of. It's called Super Last Person Standing. So we're going to go to your name tags, gentlemen, and find out who they would like to suggest, what actress they would like to throw into the game today. It's actresses only. I got tired of hearing the same actors over and over again. Ramon's guy is, or gal.
Steve.
H2 Hollow Steve.
Oh, Steve. Yes, Steve. What do you suggest, Steve? Who do you suggest?
Sigourney Weaver.
Ooh, great one. Love her. Lots of options there. And then Ricky's name tag is...
So we're not going in order? Or what?
No,
you
just asked.
No, that's the game. We'll play the game in that order.
I'm going Alex.
Sorry.
I got Alex Machis.
Oh, yeah. Alex?
Halle Berry, yeah.
Oh, okay. Halle Berry's a good one.
From Cleveland.
From Cleveland, yeah.
Not Halle Berry. What's the Little Mermaid's name? Haley.
Haley.
Berry. Halle.
Named after Halle
Berry. Building. Bill?
All right, Kelly.
Kate Winslet. Interesting. We got 3 Oscar winners, ladies and gentlemen. No applause for that.
We would have. Should have said Scarlett Johansson. I would have killed it with the Marvel movies.
All right, so we've got the films of Halle Berry, Sigourney Weaver, and Kate Winslet. And we start with Ramon, a film with any of those 3.
Ghostbusters.
Okay, if we're going to play like that, then I'm going to say The Year of Living Dangerously. One person thought that was funny. I thought that was a fun twist, that there was no twist. And I just said one of her movies that's not Ghostbusters. Bill?
Ghostbusters 2.
See, that's what I was going to do, is I was going to take it, and I was like, that's just too mean this early in the game to take one that's that obvious.
Yeah.
Ricky?
I thought you were going. Oh, you did yours.
Yeah.
Did. Oh, okay. I'm going with Babs.
Babs.
Oh, Babs.
That's a good.
If there was more African Americans, they would have been.
I thought you were asking a woman in the audience named Babs.
There was a movie.
To help you out. But Babs. Babs, of course, starred Halle Berry, of course. Yeah. She was top Bap in that movie.
That's what.
Ramon?
Monsters Ball.
Come on, bro. You could have stayed to yours. Why would you come over to mine? I don't know none of your shit. No, I'm screwed.
Wait, what's his shit? Wait, what do you think is Ramon's shit?
I don't even know who is it.
Sigourney Weaver?
I don't know what she's been.
Okay, I'll do exclusively Sigourney.
Oh, I got one. Chris Rock in trouble.
don't do it yet. Hang on. And don't you tell. Yeah, don't give it away. okay, I'll go back to Sigourney and say Working Girl. Bill?
I'm going to stick with Sigourney too and just go Alien.
Fuck. Alien 2.
Is that what it's called?
Okay, hold on. Then I'm going with Swordfish. I'm pouring. Fuck! I don't know these fucking white people. I thought it was Doug Loves Boobies. Show me some tits. Oh, Halle Berry's.
I mean, in defense of this situation, one of the three actresses is black, and the other two have played characters of all races. Back when they were allowed to do that.
Ooh, sorry. Ooh.
What's happening?
Somebody's getting answers on their phone.
No, oh, what are you doing?
Sorry, I was texting someone to pick up a pizza.
He literally, he had a name.
He was taking care of business.
This person wrote the, okay.
Whose turn is it?
It's mine.
Oh, yeah, Swordfish.
Titanic.
Uh-huh.
Because you said Kate Winslet, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I didn't mean to worry you.
I was like, wait.
No, that was it was a real obvious one, so that's why I wasn't too excited about it. I'm just going to say it.
That
so
was obvious.
I'm going to take it for what Bill does and say Aliens.
I'm gonna.
Why did you look at me when you said it?
Just so you know, it's called Aliens.
Okay. With an S.
Sure. But y'all get mad at saying the Cheesecake Factories when blacks put S's on shit.
That's not what it's called.
I don't get
we
Alien.
When y'all say it, it's okay. We do it.
The sequel to Alien is called Aliens.
And we're going to the Cheesecake Factories.
Listen, the reason I get mad is because I thought we were going to two.
Bill wants double cake.
Yeah, I thought we were doing a little bang, whatever. I'm going to go with Galaxy Quest.
Oh, excellent choice. Wow, that is like a fine wine right there. Yeah. That's a really good one.
Why'd you clap? Sorry, I can't talk to her. Sorry.
People love Galaxy Quest.
Okay. It's a great movie.
You better clap for this one. Flintstones. Halle Berry.
Yeah, Halle Berry's in Flintstones.
Come on.
Yeah.
Ramon, you better stay over there. Pick your little white woman you pick. Don't come to my side of town. I want you to say Queen Latifah.
Yeah, you should have been thinking of what Ricky wanted you to say.
I went like this. I literally went like this.
He gave you the Latifah look.
I go all the way down.
Pride and Prejudice?
For Kate Winslet?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It sounds like something she'd be in.
Sounds like some some bullshit she'd participate in.
But Aliens 2 didn't work. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it worked.
Yeah, she was also in a thing that was super boring, you know, heavy drama called The Reader.
Mm.
Yeah, and I tried to avoid that movie just because I like movies, not books. I thought it might have subtitles or something. Bill?
I'm going to do this one to make Ricky mad.
No, I only got one left. She only had four movies.
No, she's got a lot more than that.
Shit.
The Last Boy Scout.
Oh, yeah, you got that one.
Yeah.
What do you got, Ricky?
Catwoman.
Nice. But it's one word.
What a private school, damn it.
Would Catwoman 2 be called Catwoman's or Catwomen?
She didn't make it to Catwoman 2. That series got canceled when she slept on a shelf.
She started posting news online after that shit.
Back to you, Ramon. Are you really out?
I'm just struggling right now.
Wait, can I use the ones you picked?
Well, I was gonna do Catwoman last time to take it from
you. Why did you pick your person, bro?
No, I didn't pick it. They picked it.
Oh, I forgot.
Edibles.
A lifeline. Cabin in the Woods.
Cabin in the Woods. Sigourney Weaver surprise appearance at the end. Sorry to spoil that for anybody who hasn't experienced it. Yes, but yes, indeed, she is. She is in that. Let's go with what's a weird. Oh, Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio reunited in Revolutionary Road. Mm. Thank you. Yeah, right. Another feel good film.
We'll stick with Sigourney Weaver and we'll go Alien 3. That's what it's called.
It's actually a little like to the third power.
Yeah, it's like a little.
It's
little
a cute little three they stick on there, but yeah.
Yeah, but no one calls it.
But
Alien
when you're
Cube,
talking about it, you have to call it Alien 3. Yeah. Now, Ricky, you can go to your lifeline for an answer.
Can I ask you a question? I know we're on the time crunch. You didn't ask them if they wanted lifelines. Why the fuck?
I used mine.
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I was. Oh. I called mine.
Yeah, I'm always just reminding
one
people.
One of the greatest, all jokes aside, one of the greatest African American love stories ever, Boomerang.
That's a great Boomerang.
I thought you were leaving the game completely to make a serious statement. I didn't know it would still be gameplay. I thought we stepped out to be serious for a second.
Love should have brought your ass home,
but you got it done. Boomerang. Nice. Boomerang. Very good answer.
Alien Resurrection?
Yes, Resurrection.
Also, Alien 4.
That would have been incorrect, though.
Okay. I mean, wow, this is getting exciting. I can't say Mayor of Easttown because that was a TV show, but it was movie level quality. I'm going to go with, Chevy Chase and Sigourney Weaver in Sale of the Century. Mm. Yeah, that's some obscure shit.
Yeah, it is.
That movie was forgotten like before it hit theaters. Wow. I can't believe that came to me. Bill?
X-Men.
Oh, right.
Halle Berry, yeah.
Duh. Ricky, you can do it.
Get the sequel's name right.
Wait, what did you say?
Get the sequel's name
right.
No, what
was the name of the movie?
Oh, no.
He said X-Men.
Oh. Shit. I know it's like forever or ongoing.
X-Men will be here a while.
Yeah, like X-Men. Do
this will take a minute.
No, she was. It's not my turn anyway.
It is.
It
oh,
is.
Fuck. All right. So it was Sigourney Weaver, Kate Upton.
No. Kate Winslet.
Yeah. All right. Well,
this thing would have been over real fast if it was Kate Upton. I think I know one Kate Upton movie.
Was that Adam Sandler one, right?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh,
she was in two? Okay. What?
They didn't make a Big Daddy 2. Relax. I'm going to call my friend in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Phone my friend.
Alex is going with Dave.
Sigourney Weaver.
All right,
Sigourney Weaver plays the first lady to Kevin Klein.
Approve it. I was like, all right.
Is Dave? He's the president. Is it about a movie about a guy who becomes president? His name's Dave. Thanks, Alex, for throwing the whitest shit you could think of.
Y'all looked at me. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Dave, too.
If he says so. Dave, oh, my Junior. God. That was good. Bill. Okay. Ramon.
X-Men, The Rise of Apocalypse?
No, that's not that one.
I think you might be out. sequel, I might be out on this one. I might fuck this up. But I think the sequel to X-Men is just called X2.
What's this? I mean, it's your game, so I don't know if you're
out. Oh, X2 colon, and then there's more?
Yeah.
Who the fuck argues shit. With the host?
X2.
Hey,
no, but he's right. He's throwing my own rules back at me because I thought it was just X2. I didn't know it had a thing. I thought the third one did, and then henceforth. But I thought the second one was just a 2. But you go ahead and say what it is.
X2, X-Men United.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what it was called?
Uh-huh.
And we all just called it X2, just like T2?
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. You know, just like Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah.
Is okay. Also has that other title.
Here we go. I got to come up with a Halle Berry movie or a Kate Upton.
No, Winslet. Kate Winslet.
I don't know who the fuck that is. Who did you have?
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah. She was in, shit. Oh, Bernie Mac and Chris Rock had a movie called Head of State. And Halle Berry was in it.
Yeah.
I remember that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
So it's just me and him now?
What's that?
Is it just us two now?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
Okay. I'm going to go with Heartbreakers with Sigourney Weaver. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Hey, dude at the bar that's just having a conversation, could you please step outside? Yeah, you, the one that just pointed elsewhere. Just please stop having a conversation. We can all hear. Okay. Thanks.
I'm going to go with X-Men. Redux.
That is a brilliant guess, but I'm sorry. I don't think they made an X-Men Redux.
They did not.
Bill, you want to rub it in? Do you have another one?
There's X-Men Days of Future Past. There's Thor Ragnarok with Kate Winslet, right? Wasn't she the bad guy in that one?
No, that was Kate Blanchett.
Oh, Kate Blanchett. Good, I didn't use that one.
No, you're out. You lose.
Yeah. I already won.
No, Bill Squire is our winner, everybody. He had so many more to go.
Oh, yeah.
You have a font of movies that these women were in.
Right.
What about Sigourney Weaver? Did we miss any? I think she's in Baby Mama. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Avatar. Oh, that's Avatar. A good one. Yeah.
Avatar.
Avatar 2, The Way of Water.
Is she in Look Who's Talking?
No.
I kept thinking of a baby movie she was associated with. Maybe it was.
So it was maybe Baby Mama. Yeah, where like Amy Poehler carries her baby for her, but she's faking it.
Gorillas in the Mist,
of course. She got nominated for Oscars as actress and supporting actress both in the same year. And one was Working Girl, and the other was Gorillas in the Mist. Damn. I said Working Girl early on.
Oh, Gothica.
Yes.
Halle Berry scary movie.
Oh, that's a mess. Oh, and The Call, is that where she's answering phone calls? What's the one where she's a fighter, MMA fighter?
Damn.
What was the third?
Invincible or something like that?
No, but the one that took her baby, too.
John Wick 3 with the dogs.
Halle Berry, they took her baby.
She had amazing dogs. Those dogs ate her baby. Okay, Ramon, you don't have
Girl 6!
What's that? Girl 6.
I don't know. Worst movie ever.
That was funny, though, how people aren't all yelling out things all at once. Like, we really picked a good amount. We got a lot of those titles, but obviously there's always more. And congratulations once again to Bill Squire for being our winner today. That means you get to do your plugs first. What would you like to promote, Bill?
I am filming a comedy special at the Agora December 22nd. So go to that. That's what I'd like you to do. It's going to be big time stuff, and need a lot of people there. It's big.
The Agora is a local theater?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice, nice, I bet.
Very nice, yeah.
Yeah, one of those old ones?
They refurbished it a few years ago, so it's like generally a music venue, but they do a lot of comedy and stuff there. I was there with Mark Norman last night, and it's a great spot. So, yeah. Like very legendary. Like everybody's played there through like the 60s and 70s and 80s. So,
Bert Kreischer taped one of his specials there.
Yeah,
is that right?
Big place.
Yeah, big place. So
nice. All right, so go see Bill on December 22nd.
So if all 40 people in here come,
yeah, you're on your way. You're gonna pack it. It's gonna be crazy.
Tell 80 of your friends each.
I love it. Well, and you know, of course, you'll be back on the show soon if you'd like to do it remotely, because I always ask the winners to come back.
You didn't tell me that was on the bill.
Oh, you would have tried harder?
Hell yeah.
You'd be like aliens.
I have to apologize to you, Ricky. I didn't tell you much of anything because when I came in today, we started the show shortly thereafter, and usually I'm like in the backstage somewhere with all the guests, and I, you know, tell them stuff like that. You know, I run That's through cool. a bunch of stuff with them, and today I was just like, "Hey, how's it going?" And I was excited to see you and happy that you're here. And what would you like to promote? What are your plugs?
Just life and happiness, man. Spreading kindness. I have a nonprofit, like you said before. Was on Good Morning America last week, but just do kindness, be good, support people trying to live their dreams and aspirations. That's it.
What's that's a beautiful plug.
Pause.
What's your nonprofit called?
Oh, Random Acts of Kindness Everywhere, Rake. I have a bunch of stuff going on. You can find me, Ricky Smith. But you know, she said, "Oh, see, it's two different versions of me." She just discovered I'm the same person that does kindness. She's like, "Wait a minute." When it first came out, people used to say Rake. And they didn't pronounce the K hard. I'm like,
oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, you gotta put that K, rake. This man's doing rape everywhere.
Yeah, that'd be a horrible nonprofit. If you're gonna go that bold, you might as well make some money.
So,
which is why you should vote on issue one. Yes, on issue one.
I have a food
I
truck.
I say yes on all the issues. Like,
fuck it,
easy ass ballot to remember. I gotta vote yes on two things. I got
a food
this.
Truck, and Ramon was one of the first people that came. It's donation only. I make food and I just pass it out. But the reason why it's full circle moment, my nephew, I love pizza. I eat pizza all day, every day. My nephew goes, "You should have a pizza truck called Random Acts of Pizza Everywhere." I go, "Random Acts of Pizza Everywhere."
You know, just change it to Random Amounts of Pizza.
Okay. I'm not doing rape specials. That's not a...
Maybe you should have a calzone truck.
Race? All right, works for me.
Better than the other one.
All right. thank you so much for being here. I hope you had a good time. And Ramon Rivas, what would you like to promote?
I do shows at this venue, Dunlap's. Every Sunday, I'm here with a show called Sundays with a Z because we like to smoke weed. And that's a stand-up showcase. And then after that, there's a variety show called Con Tu, which is Spanish for with you, but it's conjugated wrong because I'm a lackluster Latino. And then if you just add Ramon Rivas to your Spotify, Apple Music, or whatever you listen to stuff on, I got a new album. In the beginning of the year, I bought a drum machine, so I've been learning how to make music. So my new album will have music under my jokes, which I think makes it a song, but I don't know. Ooh. I was just trying to make something cool to smoke.
You might be a Grammy contender.
Maybe.
LMFAO started like that. True story.
Boom.
All right.
So we'll see. So those are my plugs. And blazerramon.com.
Yeah. And I have to thank you again for making this happen here at Dunlap's. Let's hear it for Dunlap's and all the people who traveled here from across the region. I've got another thing I wanted to mention. Benson Movie Interruption is back. It's not back. It's going to be our first time at the Gramercy in New York City on November 26th. And Douglas Movies is back at the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas on December 2nd. One more round of applause for all of my guests, Ramon Rivas, Ricky Smith, Bill Squire. As always, oh, and you know, every episode ends with a different line now, so there's no specific cue. Who's in charge of the music, Ramon? You got it in your hand? I thought you were just making calls, texting people, and you were just setting up the end music. I love it. It's just one sentence and ends with a question mark. Here we go. What are you going to use it for?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.